The podium recognizes the gentleman from Callaway.
Believe me, there were a lot of people who were probably clapping, hoping that I actually wasn't here.
Well, looking forward to the new session, like it or not, right around the corner.
Yeah, we're there. Tomorrow is inauguration day, swearing in, and there'll be the inaugural ball tomorrow night, and the grand march, and all the celebratory stuff. And then next week will really be kind of the week where we really kind of get started on the meat of what we're going to do this year. And the governor will have his state of the state next week as well, and he'll release his budget. And so we'll know priorities from the administration, and then we'll be able to go from there.
It's been one of those hitting the ground running kind of years. Man, oh man, lawmakers have wasted no time in pre-filing.
Yeah, you know, every year I've been here, it's been very, people have been very aggressive on filing bills. I typically don't file a lot of bills. You know, there are plenty of us. I think there are so many state reps that people have all kinds of great ideas. So, you know, you can focus on some other things outside of just what you're working on. But there's always a lot of legislation December 1 and going into the session.
Do you actually hear from the governor's office as far as the things that might be on his agenda, other than in the state of the state? I mean, does he visit with leadership or whatever from time to time to let them know what we should work on? I know it depends from governor to governor, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, so it is very different from governor to governor, and I've served under three different governors, so you know, you kind of get a view of what different administrations look like. This governor has been more hands-on, I think, as far as working together with the legislature than the other two that I've worked with, and I've had good relationships with all of them, by the way. And I think what he does really, really well is he understands that his political future has a limited timeline, and he's okay with that. And he wants to be as effective as he can in the short period of time that he has. And so he's done, I think, a terrific job in dealing with our leadership in the House and the Senate, really working on compromises, not burning bridges. You know, I think it's very easy to feel like it's my way or the highway, and to try to govern in that way. But Governor Parson has not done that. I think he's done a terrific job really coalition building. You see that with his tour across the state many times over, going into Democratic areas of the state, going into Republican strongholds. Doesn't matter. He wants to talk to leaders, and he wants to figure out where do we find common ground, where do we move Missouri forward in ways that are reasonable and make sense for our state. And so I've really appreciated that. And that's allowed us to really say, okay, so what are some of your priorities? Let's, you know, we want to get our stuff done. He's been great to listen to us, and I've got a tremendous relationship with his office. They're in contact with me often on especially workforce issues, and I think this is where they've really done well, is they've targeted legislators in certain policy areas. So they don't go to us necessarily and say generally, hey, what are you interested in? What can we do? They're much more so, well, we know this is where you specialize policy-wise. How can we work together to get something done? And workforce has obviously been an area where I've spent a lot of time. And so we've had a lot of discussions on that. I've got a good relationship with the director of the Department of Economic Development, Rob Dixon. We've spoken many times on how do we move Missouri forward in the economic development space. And a former legislator, Justin Alferman, is the legislative director in Governor Parson's office now. Mm-hmm. So I've got a great relationship there. There's a number of other staffers that I've just had built relationships over the year. So my relationship with the governor's office is as good as it's ever been, and I'm very thankful for that.
State Representative Travis Fitzwater from Callaway County with us on KWOS Open Air, 556-6397. Our number, calls, questions, even your text messages for the representative, A-OK. We'll elaborate a little bit, maybe give folks the rewind, Travis, a little bit on your bills that you worked long and hard on. Mm-hmm. Folks can think back to the veto session even about workforce development bills with your name on them.
Yeah, so there's a couple that really been exciting. And the one that the governor signed in the special session that went along with veto session, I was really thrilled about. It's something I worked on for multiple years, just offering kids an opportunity to get workforce training at an much more early age. The STEM curriculum for middle schoolers and computer science component that allows high school students to begin getting computer science training in high school and substitute that credit for a math or science or practical arts credit in high school for graduation, which is, I think, a tremendous opportunity. I think the one thing that I'm really, really proud of, and they opened these up, this may be my crowning achievement as a legislator, is the adult high school bill that I got passed a year and a half ago. That bill allowed us to reform our entitlement program a little bit and begin paying for an adult high school for people over the age of 21, and there's a lot of them, 500,000 in the state of Missouri, who do not have a high school diploma. This allows them to go back to school. They get job training. They get their high school diploma from DESE, and they have child care available as well, which is one of the biggest barriers for education for adults. And so really, really proud of that piece. They started opening up. Goodwill got the contract, MERS Goodwill. And so they started opening up those schools around Missouri in the fall. The first ones in Springfield, Poplar Bluff, and St. Louis. And those are already changing lives. I'm just thrilled to death on those. Well over 1,500 applicants have signed up in total in those locations. And even here in town, my wife went to Goodwill. She shops at Goodwill often for, you know, three young daughters. So she's always looking for bargains. And they even have a donation box there at Goodwill for the adult high school. So you can help proliferate those schools. But another one will come into Mid-Missouri in the next year, Columbia or any contiguous county. So really excited about that. I think as far as workforce training for the folks that really don't have a lot of paths for training, that's a crowning achievement to me. So I'm thrilled about those starting to get going.
KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. State Representative Travis Fitzwater from Callaway County with us this morning, 556-6397. Come back and talk to Travis about some more of his priorities, perhaps even those involving the Callaway plant, when we come back on KWOS Open Air. KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. State Representative Travis Fitzwater from Callaway County with us, 556-6397. Calls, questions, comments, text messages, good to go with the representative. Travis, kind of pitch going into it. Anything on the horizon for the Callaway plant? I know you were one of the proponents of trying to get the small modular nuclear reactors for Callaway. Didn't happen this time, but never say never, I guess.
Yeah, huh? You never know. I mean, I think Ameren right now has worked pretty hard on some renewable stuff. I think they had a proposal in front of the PSC on creating some renewable incentives, solar power, creating solar. I think they're doing a big solar plant, which will be really interesting too. Some of this technology is really changing energy, and so it'll be interesting to see how energy companies adapt. But I think nuclear certainly has to be a part of the discussion when you think about clean energy going forward, and more than thrilled to have Ameren and their employees and the work that they do out there providing so much of the energy to Missouri. And hopefully a small modular reactor will be in the plans going forward.
Something that has come up and gone down in flames a few times has been collecting sales taxes on online purchases locally, obviously. There is perhaps some talk about that, making it a statewide issue at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's something where the governor has come out and been a proponent of making fairness in the market. And this is actually something I've dealt with constituents who've called me and said, this isn't fair. I've got people coming into my store, checking my prices, and then going online and saving 7, 10, 15%. Depending on, you know, where you buy it, because there's no taxes on out-of-state companies that are sending, you know, shipping the products from out-of-state. And that's a problem. That makes it anti-competitive for our local businesses, and I think you need a fair playing field. Now, what you do with those dollars is a whole different discussion. I think that will be a point of consternation. But with the Supreme Court ruling allowing the collection of those taxes across the country, I think that changes it significantly. And if we don't change statute, then it somewhat remains the way that it is, unless you have an Amazon that basically says we're volunteering to do this on our own, which isn't going to happen a whole lot, you know, across the board. So I think that's a fairness issue in our marketplace, and I think we all all the businesses in our state ought to be able to play on the same footing. And I think that's a really important piece. How we implement it will be a whole different discussion. But I think it's an important thing to look at and consider.
Medical marijuana passed by the voters on the book of statutes now in the Show Me State, Travis. Still some tweaking needs to be done, we presume, by state officials. It's got some real question marks there, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? I was actually a proponent of passing a medical marijuana bill before we got here because I was, you know, you can kind of, as a legislature, you kind of hope you can wrap your mind around it a little bit through the legislative piece, but it never really got traction in the legislature. And now it went to the ballot, and you have a much more expanded version of medical marijuana than you probably would have had if we'd have passed it in the legislature. So it's starting to be implemented already. There's a lot of conversations about it. I think I read an article yesterday about the dispensaries they're taking. I think they opened the application process for dispensaries today, I believe. So, you know, that ball is rolling, and it's rolling fast.
And you certainly want to get in. The legislature wants to get in the way of that ball because there are certain things, certain collections and taxing that need to be taken up, and you need somebody to get on top of that early on, or else we get a kind of a real mess.
Yeah, and I think part of that was lined out already in the petition, the initiative process. So some of that is already there, and some rules are just need to be created by departments. But those tax dollars are going to I believe it goes to a Veterans Commission, and those dollars don't really go into general revenue for us to spend how we want. Those go into a very specific role, which I think will be good for veterans. It's important that we realize that those funds that are going to be used ideally will be used well to take care of the folks that need it the most in Missouri.
And something else you want to scrub down and maybe get in front of is the legislative redistricting pieces of the so-called Clean Missouri Act. There's quite a bit of that act that you maybe want to get your hands on.
Yeah, you know what? I actually don't mind most of it. 95% of it's fine. I think the 95, maybe, it depending on how you look at it, your perspective may be that 50% of it's bad. But the redistricting piece is really a little bit concerning. The rest of it, I don't think any of us are really concerned about. The contribution limits wasn't a huge change. Many of us have voted for lobbyist gift bans, so that wasn't a huge change. The revolving door, I voted on revolving door legislation in the past. Those weren't huge pieces. Those were just kind of the carrot that was appealing to voters. The redistricting piece is the part that really needs some work. And I think, you know, I'm not in the backroom discussions on that piece. I think voters voted on that very clearly. Very large margin, and whether we hem and haw about it, this is what the voters wanted. And so we need to look at if we do any changes, that they're smart and they make a lot of sense and they create fairness in our redistricting process. And I think that's the most important piece of it.
It's one of those challenges, you know, to look down the road to see what the implications are of these things. We hear so much during the campaign season, then when they become law, it's like, then it behooves not only the legislature but state government employees to go back and cross the T's and dot the I's, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a huge change on the redistricting piece. I mean, you take it out of a commission of bipartisan folks, pretty fair, and then you say half Republicans, half Democrats have to agree, 70% of you have to agree on it, and if you can't agree, then it goes to the courts, and the courts draw it. Now you give it to a demographer, and this one person gets to draw the lines. It's kind of an interesting change. So I can almost assure everybody in Missouri that will be a discussion in this next legislative session.
For sure. There's also sports betting that the Supreme Court of the United States actually weighed in on and said sports betting can be run in any of the states now. So, I mean, there's something now that perhaps you hadn't even thought of that is coming up, and there may be those that want to have sports betting and want to open something up right away here in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, and there's already been a push for it. I've had industry folks talk to me about this, and I think, you know, you have to figure out what your perspective is. You know, there's many conservatives that come from, and I talked to Caleb Rodden about this on the Gary Nolan show a couple weeks ago, that from kind of the religious perspective, that just don't want betting. They won't vote on a betting piece. But I think the perspective may have to change to, do we want to allow this to happen in the dark, or do we want to bring it to the light and try to provide some services, addiction services, on top of the folks that are already dealing with this. They're just not doing it in the light of day. And that's kind of the discussion. Do you want to keep having these dark markets of sports betting around the state, or do we want to decriminalize it a little bit and have some oversight on it? And I think that's the important piece to look at.
State Representative Travis Fitzwater from Callaway County with us this morning, KWOS Open Air. Travis, before we let you get out of it and head back to doing the work of the people at the Capitol, you pleasantly surprised you mentioned Caleb Rowden, the senator from Columbia, our new majority floor leader in the state Senate, and all things are lining up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good. I think Caleb is a terrific guy. I mean, the only way that could be better for me, I think, because my relationship with Caleb is so good, is if Jeannie Riddle had been selected for that role, but she's also in leadership, so that really helps. Caleb is an incredible young mind. He's been a great friend since I came in the legislature. He was very helpful for me getting elected in 2014, and just think the world of the guy. A terrific young mind and incredibly talented.
A lot of things going on over there. You had the same comments as I stood next to you as the governor was sworn in. You think a lot of the governor, we know.
Yeah, he's a great friend. Beyond just being our governor, it's really neat to see him and to have a friendship with him, to know him personally, and to know who he is as a person helps you frame who you think of him as a governor, how you think of him as a governor. And he's just a terrific guy, down to earth. He and his wife, Teresa, are phenomenal. They're in town, visible locally all the time. That they've I've seen them at Concord Baptist a number of times on Sunday. That's where my wife and I worship, and so it's just really neat to see a visible governor here locally, and a guy that's 100% committed to Missouri. He's an incredible leader, and I'm very thankful for him as our governor.
State Representative Travis Fitzwater from Old Summit, who will keep us posted all session long, we trust.
I'll be around.
Thank you, Travis.